Bridget Hess writes about Benson Community Gardens. As summer draws to a close, we're slowly tidying up the allotment, weeding and picking the late calendulas to dry, ready to use in face and body creams. There's healthy kale growing strong and tall, ready to pick and use in a smoothie or turn into crispy kale crisps. Toss it in a little oil and salt, and then I pop it in the air fryer for 4 minutes. The sun gold tomatoes are also prolific in the polytunnel, and you're welcome to come and pick some. It has been a hot, dry summer and a huge challenge to keep the veg and fruit watered by our faithful watering group. Some of the fruits have suffered, like the raspberries and the cultivated loganberries, which shriveled. We were also visited by a nocturnal animal that ate many of the courgettes, we suspect a muntjac deer. We were away for a critical time from mid-July for a month in our camper van, which didn't help as I am the one that feeds any struggling plants. With the welcome September rain, we've been digging over some of the beds. It was sad to see no worms and no robin following in our trail. Researching the earthworm, they bury down up to 6 feet beneath the surface of the ground in search of moisture. Their eggs can, however, survive extreme drought. I do hope they return soon, as they are the tractors of the earth. On a related note, but not involving earthworms, we have been given a wormery box. It arrived unannounced on the allotment last year, and it consists of 3 plastic trays and produces liquid compost. There are 2 types of wigglies used. Neither of them are big or fat like the earthworm. They look more like a skinny version of a millipede to me. We will order 1 kilo of them and set them to work in the wormery. We will let you know more about this once we have it in action. You feed it vegetable peelings, avoiding anything too acid, and before the long, the worms get to work. They are fed once a week, but need to be moved to a frost-free environment in winter. Please come down and see what's going on and enjoy a picnic or just relax with nature while on a walk. We always welcome anyone who would like to be more actively involved in the space and come to do a little weeding or watering. You can get in touch with us at bensoncommunitygardens@gmail.com.